And what might people take to the airport instead of a cab? Something special that airports have, a long kind of a car. Yeah. Okay. Where is the speedometer on your car? The area.
In the dash.
Okay, in the dash. And then the little place on the right-hand side of the dash, you call that?
Glove compartment. Or glove box.
Or glove box, you heard
glove box. Oh, yes.
Where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
And
they used to call it, quite often around this area, it was real commonly called a turtle shell.
Called what?
A turtle shell.
Really?
Yes.
The trunk was.
Yeah. And years ago, I would have, in the 30s, if somebody said, look in the turtle shell and get a jack, I would have known exactly what they meant. I guess it's because the early cars, you know, had this kind of a little shell like affair that opened up, and they called it a turtle shell.
That's neat. What would you call what you push to make the car go?
A starter.
Okay, and...
Or accelerator, you mean...
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With your foot that
yeah,
you...
Yeah, well, I'm old enough, I remember when the starters used to be on the floor.
Oh, the starters were on the
yes.
floor.
Yes, in fact, the starter used to be beside the accelerator, mm-hmm. and you could push the accelerator with your heel, sort of, and your foot on the starter, and you physically pushed the starter into the flywheel. And engage the motor at the same time, and when it started, you pull back, and it came out. Now that's all done with a Bendix on a car. Now it goes in like this and starts and comes back, but it was done physically up until about 1937-38. You pushed the starter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What do you call a thing that you shift gears with in a car?
Gear shift.
Are there any, do you know any different kinds? I mean, if it's on the floor, you might call it...
Stick shift, but that's fairly new term, floor shift.
What would you call if you had several, like a letters and you wanted to keep them together, you'd wrap something around them?
You'd tie them or put a rubber band
around
them.
You know any other names for rubber band? Have you ever heard it called? Older name.
If you suggest it, I might remember.
Unfortunately, this section doesn't have suggestions. It's not like the
well,
other
I can't,
and I don't, and so I really don't know.
A band, not a rubber band. Just put a band around it.
How about it just, you know, something that you might stick on here to hold a couple of sheets of paper?
A paper clip.
One of those things that, like in a, maybe an apartment type area, that they have to keep you from going so fast. Something sticks up in the road when you...
Speed breaker.
Generally talking about the kind of truck that is used by the fire department, you call it a...
Fire truck.
And do you know...
Fire engine, very common.
Do you know any specific types of the fire engines that
a
they
hook
use?
And ladder. Pumper. And a rescue unit. We always had a rescue
unit. You always had a rescue unit.
Yeah. No matter what, how it shaped or looked, it was a rescue unit. If it was smaller than a truck and then didn't look like a fire truck painted red, it was a rescue unit.
What would the chief come to the fire in?
We just call it chief's car.
Chief's car.
Yeah.
What do you call what the police drive generally?
A police car.
Kids
call them cherry tops.
What about if the police were to pick up some people in
like a raid, you mean?
Yeah. What would you call one of the things that they would put them in?
Well, everybody used to call them paddy wagon, but that's an old hat now.
Yeah. Well, paddy wagon's fine.
Well, no, I mean that wouldn't be a real common term. They call them
anymore.
The paddy. That.